And we're online at WEOL.com. We got coach after coach after coach. What a turnout here tonight. Boy, they just keep filing in. Rob had to get a few more gift cards. That's a good thing.
I think that's a first. I mean, she gave me 15, and it wasn't quite enough.
We've had a great turnout. Oh, a fabulous turnout. We thank all the girls' basketball coaches who have made it here tonight. And up next, girls' head coach at Clearview, Nick Demacchia. His able bodyguard, Mad Dog, right behind him. Boy, wherever you go, Mad Dog's not far
behind.
There
he is. He's the secret to our success.
I've never heard.
Colonel Sanders' secret recipe. Oh, my goodness. Great to see you again, Nick.
Good to see you guys.
Coming off a tough campaign. What do you do to turn this thing around over at Clearview?
Well, you know what? We're doing it. It was a tough year last year, but you know what? For the first time in a couple years, we're having fun. And I think that was a big thing that was missing. There's been a lot of – it's been a struggle. But we're having a lot of fun. We have a group of girls that are just working extremely hard. And, it's fun to be able to coach that. You know, every year you have a different mix. But this group is they're coming out and doing everything we ask. And I think we're getting better every day.
Nick, is that something that you as a head coach, you just take that mindset, man, that was a tough year. We've got to have fun. I mean, do you literally approach it that way? Or do you just have a group of girls that you kind of feed off them a little bit?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, I tell the kids fun comes with winning, you know, and it does. It's no fun to go out there and lose. And, you know, last year we did that a little bit. So, it wasn't fun. So I've been preaching to the girls about going out and having fun and working hard. And if you want to buy into the system and you want to work hard, then winning comes with that. And I think we have a group of kids that are doing that.
If you're having fun, does that make you play better?
I think it does. I think that when you go out there and the first time something goes bad, you start to get that look on your face like you're already defeated and you still have three quarters of basketball to play. I think that leads into losing games. And I think that if you can get by those first couple of mistakes and you can still go out there and just forget about that and worry about the next one, I think that it does, alleviate a little bit of that pressure.
Do you get the sense that your girls, after a couple of tough seasons, they're ready to turn the page? They're ready to have a good year? Have they worked a little bit harder maybe than they have in the past couple of years?
Last year was tougher than, not every year is going to be a winning year, but last year was a tough one for us. And we have some kids coming back this year that just didn't really enjoy it last year, but they're dedicated to basketball. So I think that they're starting to realize that they cannot accomplish their goals without working hard to get there. And we're seeing that a lot with the group. And we have some good young kids that, they've been showing up all offseason. You know, we have a lot of freshmen and they're showing up. And I think that is also showing that the older kids, hey, what's going on? These freshmen are here every day. What are we doing? It's a good group of kids and we're working hard. And I hope we can turn around what, last season's non-success, I guess.
Well, talk about some Clearview Lady Clippers that we're going to see and hear about on the floor this year.
Well, we got Brandon Smith, who, she likes to handle the ball. We're trying to put her at the off-guard spot. And unfortunately for us, one of our two point guards, their sisters, Destiny and Ebony Allgood, Destiny was our kicker, and she got hurt. So I don't know when I'm going to get her back, but it kind of hurts us a little bit at the point guard. So I might have to have Brandon's playing point guard a little bit. But this is a kid who, she scored 12 points. She's a junior. She's 12, almost 13 points a game. But we really wanted to amp up her assists a little bit, wanted her to get involved because she's a very talented individual. But she didn't quite go with the flow of the offensive system. And I think this year she's starting to get into that a little bit more and starting to get rid of the ball a little bit and not coming down. She's got a lot of talent, but it was all a lot of individual talent. And once we get her playing that team game, I think that she's going to be doing very well this year.
What will your team do well? What will be a strength of your team?
That's a good question.
That's what the scrimmages are going to tell you.
Exactly. And we're really just getting started. We're 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in. But we're going to look to play off a little bit of speed. We have Venetia Billings. He's very fast. You know, with Brandis, Brandis averaged 3 steals a game last year. Venetia was, 1.5 steals. And Venetia also rebounded, 13 rebounds a game, 12.5 rebounds a game. So we're going to, with Venetia, Venetia's gotten significantly better on the scoring end. So with her adding her points and Brandis playing off of that, I think that we should be able to turn the ball over a little bit and get up and down the floor a little bit better.
When you play that style, I would imagine that tends to be kind of a fun style. I mean, Tim's mentioned that before. He mentioned it earlier tonight. You talked about needing to have more fun this year, that kind of style of basketball. Do you think that will help in that process?
I do. Last year we focused a lot on our man defense, and I think it's important that you're able to play man defense before you play zone defense. And a lot of guys know that I like zone defense as long as you have the personnel to run a good zone. You get a team that you start playing zone defense and they think it's time to relax. Well, that doesn't benefit a zone defense. So I think that with the speed that we have, I think that you might see us run a little more zone this year and trying to get those turnovers and get up and down the floor. But to answer your question, I think that when you play an up-tempo game like that, I do think that it adds a little more fun. But you still got to finish layups and you still got to finish shots and you still got to reward yourself for the work that you did on the defensive end. And if we can't do that, then it'll be a struggle. But I do see a lot of improvement in our team this year.
That being, well, you just kind of stole my question. I was just going to say, do you foresee a big step forward from where you've been? Is this a group that you go, okay, we can take it from where we've been the last couple of years to whatever that next level may be?
Well, to be honest with you, after last season, there's nowhere but to go up here. But I do think that this is a team. We're still fairly young. I have 4 seniors, and of the 4, the 2 are the all good sisters, and they're going to play a big role in running our offense. But everybody else is young, so I think that Venetia's only a sophomore, so I have her for 2 more years, and she averaged, last year 12.5 rebounds. So I think that with the young kids, Brandis is still a junior. And then we have some, Savannah Hundley, who's really stepped her game up as a post player, which is another problem that we've lacked quite a bit over the last few years, was a big presence inside. Now I have a couple kids. One's a freshman, a little raw, Leanne Rogers, but so you'll see a lot of her JV, but she'll be mixed in with the varsity. But I think with all these components that we've been lacking over the last couple of years, I think that it's going to come together and we're going to start making improvement this year, and I think we're going to be a little bit more competitive than we have over the last couple.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you coming out. I know you had to wait a while because we had a sudden rush of coaches show up. So
good.
Hopefully you got enough to eat and you got a chance to hear some good conversation.
I did. It was good. Thanks for having me.
Always good, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, good. Thanks, guys.
Nick Demacchia, girls head coach over at Clearview, as they look to bounce back this year and put together a successful campaign at Clearview High School. Again, we've got so many more coaches lined up. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I think Tommy Thompson from Columbia is going to stop on by. So stay with us on our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford preview live at Wolfie's on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.